your background.
Back in regular session.
The crowd but roars in.
We need to wait.
Till what time?
Till what time?
For about four more minutes.
Okay. For the half hour. Great.
Can you get up and walk slow?
Yeah, so, sweet. We're waiting.
If we make a move to adjourn very slowly.
Well, I don't mind just giving you like these prices because it's not not set in stone. It's something to sell for.
So they're just three separate lots, or is that?
Bowen. I thought it was two lots, and
we just passed Nerdist. Can it be 12 lots now?
Both Phil Dwyer and then two other commercial appraisers says, no, with your new stuff, that's three lots. Like, okay, good. Okay.
Did Phil Dwyer buy that chunk of land?
He said that, and I go, I don't think we need to have this conversation because you're the one give me the price. I go, wait, just hold on this, stay tuned.
Okay.
You can't.
Well, what do they think those three lots are worth?
Can I say that right now?
Mm-hmm. We're just chatting.
It's open session.
Didn't you say 159,000?
He 149 to 159, so for all three. Okay, so 149 to 159 for all three.
No,
he said you'd sell them as a. He says best way to sell them all three.
But yeah, then there is the development expense for short term. Mm-hmm.
True. You can do a lot after.
How's the
paying ourselves?
How's the Meadows doing? I haven't seen anything going on over there.
It's
moving along.
Yeah,
it's
moving. Is it doing
quite nicely? Yeah.
There's not much going on.
And what the hell's with that thing up there at the bottom of Hendrickson?
That's Danny Finkelstein. You're farther up.
Yeah, the where he's going to put in like what 12 fourplexes or something.
Oh, that's Danny Finkelstein, and he was waiting.
There was an issue about. He encroached on. There's more than one lot there, mm-hmm. and the land disturbance permit did not cover it all. And there was a critical area, and he actually encroached on it a little bit. So they had to get a report done and then get a new land disturbance permit. So it's moving forward.
He's reconfiguring this.
Is there something going on at Wood and Henderson?
That gentleman wants.
They're in the potholes.
Yeah.
I do have a little up.
And then that little boat building place, that green building, where they used to build boats, and I think they still are.
Oh, Hughes' place?
Yeah, they're still building something back there.
Yeah, that's. But it's actually his name is Hughes too.
But way back in the back of that property, there was truckload after truckload of dirt coming up, like they were digging a cave or something. I don't know what the hell they were doing.
What he does is he does. He's a electrical motor and electrical car expert. And so that's why he rents there. He does maintenance on electrical motors and cars. Since Mack and Mack Electric doesn't rebuild motors anymore, he's kind of picked up some business there.
Really?
Very cool.
Yeah. I just want to give you guys an update on the library. I went back this afternoon right before the council meeting and a series of emails on the carpet with the pH and the moisture.
Tell me something good.
Now that we've fired up the slab, moisture is now coming up. Through the slab, the pH has actually gone up in a couple of spots. So we are now running into some very critical times insofar as there's a company that assembles the bookcases and assembles the furniture, and their window of opportunity is quickly closing because King County Library Association also has some projects going on.
Is that IKEA?
Hopefully not. I feel there's 40 pallets of furniture sitting in a warehouse, and if we wait too much longer, they're going to start charging the library district storage. So I have a call into the architects. We traded phone calls today. I have a feeling that we're going to need to go with the sealant and the alternative glue, but what we may be able to do is kind of split the baby a little bit insofar as in the meeting room, and in some of the areas, the pH is good enough that we could use the regular glue, so we may only have to seal and use the more expensive glue in certain areas. So I'll continue to keep you updated. But
the baking soda idea.
It's temporary. That's the problem with it. It works, but it's temporary, and the manufacturer said...
Just to tell you, just so you know, it was Phil Dwyer and Richard Eggemeyer, who's a commercial guy, that gave me these prices. Eggemeyer and Phil Dwyer's guy argue about this building, but one of them says 300 to 350, one says 350, 399, or for this complex. So
for both buildings.
Yeah. And then the old city shop was the one that disappointed me a little bit. They go, tough location, end of Cedar Street, bad neighborhood. Building is a complete tear down. If you got 50 grand, you'd be happy. So, but anyway, you put all those together. If we got top price, $597,900. So,
question.
I would like
the old city shop.
Yeah.
Keep it for a park.
Question.
It doesn't go down all the way to the river. We lost a part to the river. You know, somebody fought the city on it, and it belongs to a Daryl Pope who got it on an inheritance. And the city, in fact, the city has stuff on it they used. And somehow it came on and said, yeah, it was never your property. And
we can keep it.
Yes, yeah.
Question.
What's that?
Question.
Yeah.
I asked my wife to bring this up at the Arts Commission meeting. I bet she probably forgot. In that old shop, lying carefully on some pallets, is a totem pole from the old library.
Correct.
She was supposed to ask, could the Arts Commission take restoration of that on as a project, or does the tribe have to do the restoration?
The tribe has to do it, and I don't intend to restore it. It's it's good enough shape to go inside the Pioneer.
Yes, inside. Because
it fits inside the Pioneer Pavilion where it doesn't have to be restored.
Now, could it also fit inside the entrance to the new library?
No.
Okay.
And only to the fact that
how about the
I know for sure they don't know it.
No, yeah, that's not coming either. Washington Vista House, are you guys going to tear out the asbestos?
I move. You second it. All in favor?
All in favor, say aye.
All right.